Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, almost every other show these days, we talk about the crazy, crazy problems we have in trying to interface, isn't that a technical term, with our guests via Skype. And quite often they have difficulties. As they did this time, we have filmmaker Darcy Weir. And that works okay. We have podcaster producer Brandon Thomas, who was talking to us on his smartphone because his Skype connection was defeating the best efforts to conquer Microsoft's limitations on Mac users.
That's pretty accurate, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, spot on. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. Before we get started, I just want to mention something in passing, or a couple of things in passing, and that is the passing of one of the occasional guests on the Paracast, a woman who wrote about strange creatures in her part of the world, Linda Godfrey. So we're really sad not to hear from her anymore. And for those of you in the rock and roll world, of course, Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac. She died at the age of 79 and lived to a ripe old age. And anyone who enjoyed the music from the 70s and 80s probably encountered the Fleetwood Mac songs and all the soap opera goings-on amongst the members, which became almost a story in itself. Any case, let's try to get to something that's alive. Darcy Weir is a filmmaker, and he's focused on a lot of the real unusual stuff in our world. He has a film called Secret Space UFOs, NASA's First Mission, and I think we're talking about the secret space program there. He also had a film out that I got to see about Bigfoot. Darcy, of all the things one wants to do in the world, why did you become a documentary filmmaker, and why did you focus on these topics?
Well, you know, to be honest, Gene, I really just wanted to be a filmmaker. I went to school and I was getting, you know, all studied up on how to make a fiction film initially. And I came across documentary filmmaking in my earlier age at university, basically studying sociology, because a lot of sociologists like Noam Chomsky, they've been making documentaries to explain their thesis to the world. I thought, hey, this is a cool medium to also explain and demonstrate interesting ideas. And that's all you do in film. You know, in fiction film, there's often a lot of fact sort of hidden in the fiction narrative. But yeah. Let's say fact is stranger than fiction, and documentaries that focus on UFOs, secret space programs, and Bigfoot are stranger than fact, you know, stranger than fiction fact, but just presented in a film medium. So I really enjoy doing that, and I started doing that in 2010 is when I was recording my very first documentary. So it's been, and I published that first one in 2012 on Underground Bases and Phil Schneider and stuff like that. And, you know, fast forward to 2022, I've published over 10 feature length documentaries, all focusing on different subjects. One of them recently I did on cryptocurrency, on Bitcoin. It's called the Bitcoin Field Guide. And here I am with you guys on the Paracast talking about UFOs and Bigfoot. Which Bigfoot one did you watch?
The one where Dr. Meldrum had a substantial role.
Okay, he's had a substantial role in two films I did. One is called The Unwanted Sasquatch. And people say, didn't you spell unwanted wrong? And I'm like, no, it's an old English sort of word, meaning scarce, hard to find, you know, irregular. And the second documentary I had him featured in is called Sasquatch Among Wild Men. And that's more of like an international wild relic hominid sightings expose. And all the different cultures that have reported sort of a Bigfoot or Sasquatch type being. So China, Russia, you know, even in the Middle East and the United States, Canada, all that, how it relates. Which one did you watch?
The one among wild men.
Okay, there we go. So, yeah, that's the latest foray into studying this cryptid sighting phenomenon.
One thing I've always wondered here, and you got, of course, these casts of footprints, and we should talk about your focus of that film. We'll go into the other one later, but in this particular one here, what were you trying to demonstrate?
In this one, it was kind of like a sequel to Sasquatch Among Wild Men. Was a sequel to The Unwanted Sasquatch. And in my first documentary, I was basically going over the history in North America between the United States and Canada and all the sightings that, you know, were kind of like mass witness sightings, meaning more than one people that were being affected by a creature in the wilderness, pictures taken, film, and, you know, we studied the casts, the footprints, and discussed the foot pathology and how it's different from a human foot in a certain way. It shows a lot more prehension, like kind of like a gorilla's foot has more of a hand ability to grab on to terrain and limbs and stuff like that of trees. But in the second documentary, like I said, we did cover a little bit of the pathology of the foot, but then we covered sightings from around the world that are outside of North America. And people will always say, like, well, how come Sasquatch or Bigfoot is only a creature that we've seen in the United States or Canada? Why is it that no other cultures have reported on this type of creature before? And the truth is that even back in Sumerian Babylonian times, they had the Book of Gilgamesh, and Gilgamesh's best friend that he actually meets in the wild is a what you would describe as like a Sasquatch or a Bigfoot. And there's a whole part of that epic where they are wrestling and they go on adventures together. And the wild man is more like a creature than a normal human. Super strong, able to, you know, climb mountainsides and stuff. And, yeah, that is kind of like an earlier wild man tale in history. And then you actually do have a fossil record in anthropology that actually proves that we have all these different monkey sort of men on our planet. Some date back to 200,000 years ago. Some date back to 100,000 years ago.
Darcy Rebrick. We'll have more talk about Bigfoot and the documentaries he's produced. Darcy Weir, also podcaster Brandon Thomas, is with us. With Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we were talking with Darcy Weir about the strange creatures, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, the various, I guess you call them unknown because they haven't been classified by science. So Darcy, are you basically suggesting here that these are all creatures that are perfectly normal, but we just haven't got them cataloged yet?
I think it's... Yeah. To be honest, I think that you look at what is cataloged and you look at what people are saying that they've seen in these sightings throughout history from around the world, different cultures from around the world, and it makes more sense that what we've cataloged as being extinct is actually very alive, but in scarce populations in deep wilderness in different parts of the world. So, for example, in China, there are still sightings, and the most prevalent sightings were in the 70s, 80s, and 90s of their Bigfoot, which is called the Yeren. This is found in the most commonly sighted in the Shenandoah National Rainforest. Sasquatch Bigfoot, by all accounts, fits the same description. The foot pathology looks the same. Their bodies being covered with thick fur or hair is very similar. Having a upright walking posture, but looking kind of like a monkey man, or not a monkey man, let's say an ape-like man would be more apt as a description. These are all common similarities between sightings in North America and, say, China. And most of the time, these happen in national rainforests, whether that's on the west coast of the North America or sometimes deciduous rainforests and stuff like that on the east side. Yeah, I think that if you look back in history, we even had the Bering Land Bridge or the Ice Bridge that connected our continent to Asia. So those creatures could have came across to North America through Alaska and into northern Canada very easily, you know, hundreds of thousands of years ago. And the population is not super dense when you go far north in North America. We do have sightings there in northern British Columbia. In the 1960s, it was the famous Bob Gimlin, Patterson-Gimlin film of Patty, and that was in Northern California. So, you know, they're seen. It's just not as often these days. And I think cultures have recorded in their oral and written histories sightings of wild men, creatures that are not human, that are living in the forest.
Why did you decide to do documentaries about Sasquatch? I mean, you have done documentaries about UFOs, and a lot of times filmmakers, you know, they don't want to stray too far. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, we'll do films about UFOs, but Bigfoot, oh, that's crazy stuff. But, you know, you've managed to bring both of them into your fold.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I didn't really believe in the whole Sasquatch Bigfoot sightings theory initially. I was a hardcore UFO researcher, and I didn't think there was any reality to cryptids, really. And then I was at a festival called Sasquatch Days that's actually held by the Native Canadians, the indigenous folks that live outside of Vancouver, British Columbia, in an area called Harrison Hot Springs, where the native tribe, the Stehalis, had been living for thousands of years. And in their totem pole, they have, you know, the Sasquatch, and J.W. Burns, an English teacher who lived on their reserve in the early 1900s, he first coined the word Sasquatch. He first coined that because he sort of mispronounced Sasquatch, which is their indigenous word for this creature that has been living in the forest among them for as long as they've been here. And when I was at that festival, I met with two researchers that live in the area, and they literally moved to this area to live, to continue to research and try and catch sightings themselves. So I knew something was up. I hadn't met too many people at this point in my life, you know, early 20s, that would do such a wild and bizarre thing to move to a different area of the world just to try and catch a glimpse of a, you know, some fabled creature. And once I went over all of the picture data and the oral and written data that they'd shown me from their own adventures into the forest chasing these things, and their accounts of the real history of Bigfoot in the United States, then I was like hooked, for lack of a better word. I guess I was convinced. And once you, I've got a pretty logical mind. I would say I'm not one of the believers in Bigfoot being supernatural and being able to step through like portals and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's my job.
That's more for Brandon. He's the expanding reality guy. I think Bigfoot as a creature, like a living being that has just not been acknowledged by mainstream science, but there's all this evidence that it exists. But, you know, UFOs haven't been fully acknowledged at the breadth that the UFO community would like the mainstream science academic community to acknowledge them either. So I think those two things cross over for me, and that's where I get attracted to both subjects, but more so UFOs these days.
It's certainly true, Darcy, that UFOs are becoming more and more accepted by some elements of the scientific community. Listen, I want to ask Brandon his point of view here, because as you say, you focus on possible physical missing links or whatever, creatures that exist in this world, and eventually we should be able to find out enough about them to be able to catalog them and, who knows, maybe capture a few. But Brandon, I get the impression, and we'll pick this up in our next segment, Brandon, that is that you take the more parapsychical or paranormal aspect to it. We're talking to Darcy Weir, filmmaker, Brandon Thomas. He is a podcaster, fellow broadcaster. Mordecai with Gene and with Tim, you're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
Russian officials say that the countries that supported a $60 cap on a barrel of their oil may not see a drop of it in the future. They're reacting to a decision by Western supporters of Ukraine, which includes the United States, on what they would pay for crude from the Kremlin. President Biden says he knows that an agreement with rail workers forced upon them by him and Congress does not have the sick pay that they wanted, but he insists that the fight is not over for that. Workers in four unions that deal with heavy freight, workers in four unions that deal with freight rail, were blocked from striking after the president signed a resolution. Iranian state television says there will be a new nuclear power plant in the southwestern part of their country. The announcement comes amid tensions between Washington and Tehran. Indiana's near-total ban on abortion is blocked by a second state judge following a lawsuit. The U.S. is out of the World Cup. falling to the Netherlands 3-1. This is USA Radio News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So there you go, Brandon. It's your turn. You don't think they're physical, or you think they're physical from another reality?
Ooh, I'm a possibilian. There's a guy named Dr. David Eagleman, a brilliant scientist, videos all over the internet. One of the videos that I saw of him a long time ago, because I've found myself caught between this idea of loving science but not necessarily convinced that it had as much figured out as it said it did, and then I felt that I was a little bit beyond the religion part of it. I'd already kind of checked that off the list. It wasn't necessary anymore, and it didn't serve me moving forward. And so I found this gentleman who explained it as a possibilian, and that means exactly that. It fits into this category of, you know, we don't know what all's going on here, but we have a pretty good idea it's not a certain set of things, and we feel perhaps it's certain other things that people are pretty certain about that are really loud about them, or at least getting the most attention with the idea, perhaps have a limited viewpoint. And so I kind of look at this place as very, very flexible. Just going into this first and foremost, there's a quote that I always say from a movie called Dogma with Kevin Smith, and it came out a long time ago. It's a very silly movie, but one of the lines in there from the character that Chris Rock played said, "I don't have beliefs, I have ideas, because ideas are easier to change." And that just rung a bell in me. You know, that just stuck with me. And so honestly, I can have a conversation with you about how it's absolutely plausible that the Earth is probably flat, maybe even a simulation. And I can also talk to you that perhaps it's a round sphere ball, and I have no problem engaging in that. And all the cool stuff like the Faluba prophecy and things, I love it. I love all of it. But I'm not married to any one thing, because I don't feel I have as much information as I need to make that determination from where I'm at. Maybe I'll get there, maybe I won't. I'm okay with if I'm just surprised by the universe constantly. I've really got that flexibility in my perception of this place. Now, having said that, I do think that people are witnessing very interesting things, and the subjectivity in especially the UFO contact phenomena is something I've paid very close attention to. On the show as well, we talk to a psychologist. I'm a psychonaut, as it were, so we talk about plant medicines and things like that, and so I've got a real squeegeed third eye kind of a thing, and so I look at this as a really broad perspective. And I appreciate the nuts and bolts folks. I love Darcy, and him and I have had so many great conversations about just the possibilities, right? And that's really what I'm into. When it comes to this, depending on how far out you want to go, I mean, we can just even, point out that John Keel, of course, thought of these window areas, right, where these places like Mothman, UFOs, Bigfoot, all of it could be some sort of connected interdimensional phenomena that maybe even their own, from their own physical dimensions, and they have access to this one, like a myriad of them, different perhaps options, but maybe there's something else. And that's where it goes really, really deep. And I'm not sure, you know, how far you want to take it here, but my first approach at this is that it's all connected. The phenomena is all connected in some way, but it presents itself in different ways. And this is just where I'm at with.
So that makes perfect sense to me. If you follow the guests and the conversations we've had on the show, you know, it pretty closely follows our own line of thinking. But I like that name though.
Papadilian. I'll send you a link. It's Dr. David Eagleman. Man, he created a hat vest for deaf people to be able to hear sound, feel sound. The guy is an absolute genius. He's a neuroscientist, but he had this just one-off talk that he did. I don't even remember the date. I've watched the video 1,000 times. It's on YouTube. It's called The Possibilian by Dr. David Eagleman. Yeah, highly, highly recommended. It's a perception shifter for sure.
Well, I can see how a lot of people, though, would say, oh, you know, that's a cop-out, you know, because, you know, you're not going one way or the other. You're just, you know, stay into the middle. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, but it offers you a great point of discovery, right? Because all the people that were told to stay in the middle are never the people that got anything cool done, you know? The middle's been explored, you know what I mean? I'm very big into pushing the bounds of that, and that's why my show's called Expanding Reality. And you and I have actually shared a couple of guests. I was looking up your dossier, and Philip Mantle's a great friend of mine, great friend of the show, Dr. Raymond Scott as well. And so, yes, we converse with similar folk. But, man, it definitely alters the way that you view things. And when you talk to enough folks on a wide enough subject base, as long as you're able to hear it, you know, and really listen to people, there's a lot of connections that can be made, but it also expands the possibilities, man, which that's where it goes. And it's never ending. Anybody that tells me they have it figured out, I'm very skeptical of. But I have no idea what's going on here.
Well, Darcy, considering that you skew more towards the actual physical possibility, you know, of these creatures. I mean, kind of, and I know this is all this, you know, speculation, but I mean, you know, how would you see 7, possibly, you know, up to 12 foot tall creatures able to really travel all over the world? I mean, of course, they all have their own niches, but, you know, without being seen more, getting hit by a truck, snatching up kindergartners for lunch, that sort of thing.
Well, I think we do have evidence of all three of those things happening.
Mm-hmm.
There have been reports of actually the vast majority of Bigfoot or Sasquatch or even wild man, you know, they're all the same thing. A Yeren, for example, the vast majority of the reports are nighttime cars, drivers going across sort of a rural or forested road, and they see in their headlights these things crossing the road. That's the vast majority of the reports. It's a fleeting, it's kind of like a glimpse of these creatures as they're on their way. So there are suggestions that they are nocturnal. The human eye does not have the adaptation of night vision. It does not have the eye shine that you see if you take a flashlight and shine it in the eyes of a raccoon at night or deer. That's why they have these weird glowing eyes when you see them in the headlights, hence the description deer in the headlights. Their eyes change, and that's because they're adapted to see better at night. So what I'm saying is all three of those things, people have reported, there's the Olmsky is a Russian wild man. And supposedly in Russian history, Olmsky's had stolen women and impregnated them. And children have gone missing in the forest. The tale of the Zuniqua in one of the Native American tribes is to children not to go venture far in the forest. The Zuniqua might take you. So they want them to stay closer by. I think that's not by accident. We do see in primate behavior, for example, chimpanzees have stolen the children of humans and cannibalized them. So this is normal primate behavior. If you're a carnivore, you'll eat all kinds of flesh, right? So all those examples have happened throughout history. They're just not really well reported in the mainstream media. You know, if you go on YouTube, you can see a police cruiser video of something that crosses in front of its headlights, and the policeman says, "What the heck was that?" I think he was escorting some woman home, like driving her home at night on a logging road. They saw something run across the highway, and it looked like a 7 foot or 8 foot hairy hominid escaping the car. So that's something that is out there. You can find footage of that, and I find that to be credible.
We're going to have more about Bigfoot and with UFOs and the secret space program with Darcy, Brandon, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years.
To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So I'm thinking here of Harry and the Hendersons, Darcy, a film about Bigfoot being a perfectly normal, such as we can consider it normal. But the question I have here, which is why I think some people look for a paranormal answer, is the fact that over all the years, we have had very limited evidence, you know, tracks, possibly the casts, any so-called DNA has been subject to question. Why is it so hard to prove this?
Because the mainstream academic scientific community usually requires huge amounts of funding and a scientific journal to be published in order to prove something, right? We have Todd Disadel, who's a DNA researcher out of New York State, I believe. He's actually looked at hair samples and such that have been collected by Bigfoot and Sasquatch hunters and such across North America. And he's done analysis, but the problem is when you look at DNA analysis of these hair samples, it looks like a human's DNA. But if you take the hair from a chimpanzee and you run that through the same tests, it looks like human DNA. So therein lies the problem. You can't really, you can examine the hair is different. For example, human hair tends to have a core, kind of like a pencil, and you don't see that in the hair from a Bigfoot, Sasquatch, or chimpanzees, for example, or gorillas. They all have that same attribute. But I think, like, my theory is that we don't want to acknowledge something could be living in the forest greater than us. And maybe the truer conspiracy is that we want to pretend that we're masters of all domains, including the wilderness. And we also don't want to give up logging rights of certain parts of the wilderness as we continue to industrialize and globalize the planet. And part of the catch there is if you do acknowledge this creature exists and that it is endangered, possibly, because it lives in such scarce populations, well, once you do that, you can't be logging huge amounts of forested areas in California, other parts of the United States, Oregon, Washington, British Columbia, where these are huge industries and, you know, people's jobs depend on this. And I think these areas are still where you see many credible sightings.
Well, you know, I think also that for millennia, I mean, we've been the only humans on the planet. Wasn't that long ago, but, you know, we shared the planet with others, you know, Neanderthals and Denisovians. And if it gets out there that there is another species of humans not that far off from us, barely indistinguishable when it comes to DNA, living in the woods, maybe in the gully outside of your house, you know, that's kind of like revealing that UFOs are real. I think that'd really shock a lot of people.
I think it would. I think it would scare people. But yeah, you know, if you look at the work of Graham Hancock and how, you know, he challenges the mainstream archaeological history and possibly also the age of modern humans, Homo sapiens, we look at traditionally Homo sapien DNA really showed up in a big way in science around 250 to 200,000 years ago on the planet. Mm-hmm. And supposedly the Neanderthal existed at the same time, right? There are no Neanderthals left. We killed them. Or it's said that they, you know, mated with us and maybe we kept some of their half-breed children and they just kept existing throughout the generations till now. Their DNA is part of us, right? Well, we did a good job of killing any other creatures that were also dominant on the planet that may have been a challenge in our environment. And if you think about the Sasquatch or Bigfoot, these are probably very dominant creatures in their environment, and we would consider them a challenge as well. And I'm sure we've killed thousands of them throughout history. And if there was some cataclysmic event that happened, like a great flood at the end of the last ice age, it probably wiped out huge amounts of species that were, you know, a challenge to our environment as well. And we just climbed out of the water and the muck and rebuilt. And these things got pushed into deeper wilderness. They're still out there. But just as I said, living in scarce numbers, we only come across them every now and then.
Brandon, here's a question for you. It's along the similar lines of what we've just been talking about. I just read an article talking about why we don't see certain kinds of ghosts, generally meaning older ghosts. There seems to be a certain century that we see them, and as far as we know, it doesn't go behind that. And somebody postulated the theory that the Bigfoot sightings are we're seeing ghosts of ancient hominids.
I love that. Oh, I love that. That is so much fun. Yeah, I absolutely, why not, you know? I'm putting it on the possibility list now, and thank you for the alternative perception on that. You know, and one thing you can't rule out, kind of in also just adding to what we were just talking about here, is that, yeah, I've been in the Pacific Northwest and in Vancouver in that area, and I could see something hiding in there for a while. You know, and another thing I thought I had to this was perhaps we can all maybe look around at this place and say that there's something amazing going on here. I know this show is all about it. And perhaps that, you know, maybe it's something we say this all the time. Paranormal is probably just science that we haven't figured out yet. And so eventually maybe it'll become to a point of science. Well, let's say that it's explainable in some way. And let's say that being able to vanish and reappear is just a natural phenomena that we haven't figured out yet or a science we don't understand. Let's say then perhaps that one could attain or be naturally born with the ability to manipulate that because it's just a science at this point, right? It's a natural phenomenon. It's biological. We see it in our life. It, as far as a tangible explanation goes, perhaps that there's something scientifically unexplainable from our current understanding going on that's a natural biological phenomenon. you look at bioluminescence or something like that. Maybe these Bigfoot creatures can just zip over into a new portal or become completely invisible like a cuttlefish or like something similar to what an octopus would do. Now, if it's blending in into a forest in the Pacific Northwest, you could have dozens all around you and never see them. It's that incredibly overstimulating as far as the landscape goes. So as far as that goes, I mean, it's plausible. And you're talking caves and caverns in the earth, you know, that overlay perfectly with maps of national parks, parklands and everything. So I find it very plausible for there still to be a creature that perhaps is existing on some different level, but they can be physical and leave physical trace evidence and smell. You know, maybe they come into our dimension and fart and then go back into their own. And, you know, that's why they smell so horrible, right? People report that all the time.
So people in the fifth dimension, other than having Mr. Mixius Pitalik living there, have bad body odor because they don't understand about showers and using Dove soap or something.
Yeah, and they come into our dimension to shed it and then hop back into another one. We're just there, you know, they're step away. You know, they could step away, get clean for a second, have a moment, and then hop back into their dimension and continue on with their job or something. We don't know what's going on over there. But I find it very interesting, and I love following these. And now I absolutely adore this idea that it's sort of a energetic imprint of a species that's been, you know, but then one would ask the questions, of course, then why don't you see dinosaur ghosts? And why don't you see, like, a pterodactyl ghost flying around? Especially perhaps at places of, you know, you think of these archaeological dig sites. Well, basically they're like graveyards, right? And we do seances and stuff in graveyards. So why didn't somebody go over to those bones and do a seance and raise a dinosaur ghost?
Okay. So ghosts instead of physical beings. Brandon, Darcy, Gene, and Tim, you're in.
To the Pentecost.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.